Blog Talk Radio. Verse
verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you, that you should be no priest to me, seeing you forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget the children as well. I want you to remember 2 Timothy, where it says in verse 2 and 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And those are the two things that I want you to remember, as well as our Father says in John verses 15, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's what I want to read to you, sheep, next. My books are falling down. I did not mean for my books to fall down. Nonetheless, the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So, what other gods do you have? Is it adultery, drinking, gambling, whatever gods, whatever things that you like doing, and you put before God, you should get stop doing them. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath, in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor, for I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. Iniquities, I would tell you, are the sins of the father upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So, sheep, what it is that I'm trying to get you to understand today is that you are to keep our Father's commandments, and if you don't know them, I am going to read them to you as quickly as I can. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So don't misuse the name of the Lord, nor curse the name. The fourth commandment, where most people misuse, and our Father in heaven has closed down most of the churches. It says, the fourth commandment, you are to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall do your labor and all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughters, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord hath made heaven and earth, the seas and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made it holy. But Pope Constantine changed that Sabbath day to Sunday, the first day of the week, where black folks, we study, we follow the Bible commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. If you don't know what that is, that includes having an abortion, killing the baby that is within your belly. You're not supposed to do that, period. This commandment comes from thousands, maybe whenever the Bible was written, first written, 2,000 years ago, or maybe longer. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means be faithful to your husband, and husband, be faithful to your wife. Don't cheat on each other. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. If it's not yours, don't take it from anyone else. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Why would you go and lie on your neighbor? You see, friends, don't do it. Walk away if you feel that you have to lie on your neighbor. Say nothing, just walk away. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. Covet means to be envious. Thy neighbor's house, thy neighbor's, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. And I always say that an ass is a donkey, but the Bible says the word ass. Anything that is thy neighbor's, you're not supposed to covet them. Now, I want you sheep to turn to 1 Kings and 2 Kings is where I left off last time. The computer says that I am supposed to be in 2 Samuel, but I am reading as much as I can because I never know when the Lord God will take me from you, sheep. And I want to him to tell me, you've done a well done, Sandra. You've done a good job. Even though I make mistakes in pronunciation of these names, I don't know many of the names that are written in this Bible, but I will try to pronunciate those names correctly and spell them out sometimes if I should. Let's get to reading 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Got it, sheep? And I will pray that the Lord will let me finish reading 1 Kings, second chapter 2, verse 19. Pray that he allows me to finish chapter 2 as well as chapter 3. I am in 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. Let's start reading from there. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Abinadab. And the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne, caused the seat to be set for the mother, for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee, set me not nay. And this king said unto her, ask on, my mother, for I will not say nay. And she said, let Abishai the Shunammite be given to Abdonian. That's spelled Abonijah, thy brother, to wife. And King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, and why doest thou ask Abishai the Shunammite for Jonathan, Abonijah, ask for the kingdom also, for he is mine as a brother, neither for him and for Abiathar the priest, and Joab the son of Zerah. Then King Solomon answered and said, let me read verse 23 again. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, saying, God do good to me, and more also, if Abinadab have not spoken his word against his own life. Now, therefore, as the Lord liveth, which the king established me and set me on the throne of David my father, and has made me in house, and he promised Abinadab shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada. That's spelled Jehoiada. And he fell down upon, let me read verse 25 again. I keep messing up for some reason. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benahah, the son of Jodah, and he fell upon him that he died. And unto Abinadab the priest, said the king, get thee to Anath. Let me spell that for you. Anathoth, unto thine own fields, and thou art ready of death. But I will not at this time put thee unto death, because cherish the ark, Lord God, before David, my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So Solomon thrust out Abiathar from being priest unto the Lord, that he might of the Lord, which he spake concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh, then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab prayed unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and called hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord, and behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, saying, go, fall upon him. And Benaiah came to the tabernacle of the Lord and said unto him, thus said the king, come forth. And he said, nay, but I will die here. So Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said unto him, do as he has said, fall upon him and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. And the Lord shall return his blood on his own head, who fell upon two men before. Let me read verse 32 again. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous than he, and slew them with the sword. My father David did not know thereof, to wit, and to wit means his shrewdness or his cleverness. Abner, the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Mesa, the son of Jeter, captain of the host of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his seed forever, but upon David and upon his seed and upon his house and upon his throne shall there be no peace, shall there be peace forever from the Lord. So Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And the king put Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest, then the king put in the room of Abiathar. And the king went and called Shimeah, that's spelled I, and said unto him, build thee a house in Jerusalem and dwell there, and go not forth thither and whither from that place. Whither is another word for from that place or from there. Verse 37. For it shall be that on the day that thou goest out and passest over the brook of Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thy own head. And Shimeah said unto the king, the saying is good, as my lord the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimeah dwelt in Jerusalem many days, and it came to pass at 3 years that two of the servants of Shimeah fell away. Let me read that up, verse 39 again. Maybe I'll read it correctly this time. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimeah ran away unto Achish. That's spelled A-C-H-I-S. The son of Machan, that's spelled M-A-A-C-H-I. Let me spell it again. Let me try to spell it correctly this time. M-A-A-C-H-A-H, king of Gar, and told Shimeah, saying, behold, thy servants be in Gar. And Shimeah rose and saddled his ass and went to Gar, to Achish, to see his sickest servants. And Shimeah went and brought his servants from Gar. And it was told to Solomon that Shimeah had gone from Jerusalem to Gob and was come again. And the king sent and called for Shimeah and said to him, I not make thee swear by the Lord and protest unto me, saying, know of a certain on the day that thou goest out and walkest up for any whither that thou shalt surely die, and thou saidst unto me the word that I heard. I have heard. word. That's good. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and commandment that I have made with thee? The king said, moreover, Shimei, thou knowest all the wickedness of thine heart is privy to that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon said, be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. King commanded Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell on him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in his hand of Solomon. And that's end of chapter 2. Let's read chapter 3. And Solomon made furniture. That means he made closeness, or he had an affection with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her to the city of David. And he made an end of building his own house in the house of the Lord and the walls of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until these days. So Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statue of David his father. Only his sacrifice and burnt offerings in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon the altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared. Solomon dreamed by night, and God said, ask what I should give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast shewed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy according to all he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprighteous heart with thee. And thou hast kept for himself great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne. And it is this day. Now the Lord my God has made, verse 7 again, and I'm still better. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in, and thy servant is in the midst. Thou hast chosen a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For whom is able to judge this day a great people? And the speech pleased the Lord, and Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked life thyself, but hast asked for thyself understanding and discern judgment, because I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, and so that there was none like thee before, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches, and so that there shall not be any among the kingdoms like among the kings unto thee all these days. And it shall, and if thou walk in my words, commandments as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to offer up burnt offerings and offer peace offerings, and made a peace feast of it all again. And Solomon woke, and behold, it was a dream, and he made And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and offered burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and stood before him. And one of them said, My Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, delivered a child within. Oh, let me start at verse 17 again. And the one woman said unto the Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass after that I was delivered, after that this woman was delivered also, and were we together, there was no strife, no stranger with us in the house, saying, We two in the house. And the woman's dead child, verse 19, and the woman's child died in the night because because she rolled over it, and it arose, and she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while my handmaid slept, and it and laid it in her bosom. She laid herself, her dead child, in my bosom, and when I arose, I mourned. Verse 21, let me read that again. And when I arose in the morning to give my child some, excuse me, sheep, someone's at my door. Let me try to get up and answer that. Who is it? Excuse me, sheep. I answered my door, and I only have 2 minutes to go. And this is a very exciting story that I'm reading to you, sheep. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did there. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, is thy son, and said, no. Oh, I am going to stop at verse 22. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for your protection from the evil one all day and all night. Thank you for keeping Satan away from us. We pray in the name of Yeshua, your son. And remember, as in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. I also ask you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up. I'm proud of my nephew, who is a graduate of Columbia College in Illinois, produced that record. Go purchase it for him. I'll see you next Tuesday at 11 a.m. and, of course, this Friday at 5 p.m.
Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he Word will be our salvation.